at Atkins Stadium last night. The Capital City Cavaliers beat Warrensburg by 10, 24-14. In Hannibal last night, a 10-point victory for the Helias Crusaders as they beat Hannibal 31-21. And down at the lake, it was Jefferson City over School of the Osage by a score of 41-19. Joining us now is Falcons head football coach Ted LePage. Blair Oaks winning last night 54-42. First of all, coach, congratulations on the win.
Thanks, Kevin. Appreciate it.
96 points and over 1,100 yards of total offense in the ball game.
Well, I would like to say we played with a lot of effort. You know, we didn't play smart at times. I'm beginning to wonder how some of these coaches get it done, because they completely changed their offense after the third series of the game and had a terrific game plan, I guess, and went spread, no back. Went all over the field, threw it 36 times. You know, I got a couple texts last night that said they think there's been seasons Maryville hadn't thrown 36 times. They couldn't run the football, so they just abandoned it and went throwing. And unfortunately, I didn't have my team enough prepared, I guess, for the throwing and passing game. They did a really good job of running that offense, and they scored several points. But we had control of the game the whole time. I never felt like we weren't in control of the game. It just, we couldn't put them away, and they continued to fight. And Maryville's lost 18 games over the last 11 years, and six of them been to Blair Oaks. Mm-hmm. So, you know, they came out last night with an objective to win. Their kids played hard. I really applauded their team afterwards. They were down by 21 at one point, never quit. And I, you know, talked to our team about how you can emulate their effort and their desire to win last night. That was a good football team. It was a good win for us. But, boy, after watching film this morning and players come here at 8, we're going to have to really help them get better, because we did some things last night that weren't real great.
Yeah, we talked last Saturday about the Maryville football team. We talked about the wing T, and yet, as you mentioned, I think they threw the ball over 30 times in the football game. Tom Kramer in the press box last night said, I don't think Maryville's thrown the football 30 times all season last year.
I really don't. We went to first two series. They were wing T. We really were well prepared for it. Our players did a phenomenal job. We had a 2-3 and outs to start the game, and of course we were moving the ball with pretty good ease, and they broke out of it and went to a spread. They've got a nice quarterback. They got a really good offensive line that does a good job of protection, but they really have some skilled athletes up there this year. And I told Coach Webb before the game, I thought this was the cleanest team after watching them in Jamboree I'd seen in Maryville for a while. This game really made me nervous going into it, because I thought like they had a really, really good football team. And last night they didn't have enough points to win it, but boy, they never quit. And I have to take our hats off to our players, though, because our players never quit. Our effort was really good. Our tackling in open field wasn't real great at times. We really did some very good things in the game. It's a game we're going to build off of.
You took the opening kickoff and scored on a 12-play drive.
Senior dominated offense. We have six seniors starting on offense. We started a freshman last night in the backfield, Ruster juniors. So you expect a little bit of experience to play over, and it did. A real methodical drive, kind of the way I like to really get back to football. That was, took 7-8 minutes off the clock, walked the ball down the field and scored. Just exactly the way Coach Briggs and his offense staff had really dialed it up, and really felt like we were in good control there after we got a 3-and-out.
Yeah, you talked about it a couple of times about feeling like you were in control of the football game. And, you had a big second quarter, and at that point in time had four touchdowns in the second quarter and led by 20 at the half, and then you had a lead again. And each time, Maryville came back, didn't they?
They did, and one of the things that we did is, again, we are an effort team. I really enjoy watching our team play with effort, but sometimes we didn't act like we knew the assignment. And that's one thing I've got written on our whiteboard when they come in. Everybody can be an All-American. I tell the players this every day. You can stand, start, alignment, assignment. You can be an All-American. God takes the rest after that. I mean, there's talent has to come in. But you can be an All-American every day on your alignment, your assignment, your stance, and your start. And there were several times we weren't in the proper alignment, or we weren't doing the proper assignment. And it was just, it was hot. I heard you talking earlier off the phone or off the air about how hot it was last night, you know, being up in the press box at Atkins Stadium. It was extremely hot. I know players are going to have mental cues, so we as coaches do also, but we got to do the better job not to let that happen throughout the course of the game, especially when you're up by 21. That's the opportunity for you not to let up and to finish game. And each time we just kind of had one little hiccup that led them back into the game and gave them momentum. And high school football is all about momentum.
You know, late in the game, they're to within six. You get a big, huge play for a touchdown. Tell me about it.
Well, it was one of those plays where we feel like we have it. It's kind of a three-level route, but it's also a wheel route is what you call it. Mm-hmm. They call it a rail route now in high school football. Just basically, old Kevin Kelly calls it out and up, and Nick really was calling for it. It's 3rd and 11. There's 1:50 left, and speak with Coach Briggs, and Nick is begging for it on the field, and Dylan said, "Let's do it." And I said, "Coach, let him do it," and they did, and it paid off big. They bet on the outside fake. They thought we were running a stick route, which was running to the sticks, and they did a good job of selling it. Dylan put it right on the money in full stride and just outran the secondary the rest of the way. So it was a play that two guys that started a lot together. Nick started a lot every game last year, and then Dylan has started 40 games now. You put the ball in their hands and let them make plays when you're in pressure situations. And I got to give it to Maryville. That's what they did. They put it in the hands of their players last night. So we did at the end, and our guys made the play.
Yeah, Dylan here with a touchdown pass to Nick Closser of 87 yards, and that basically made sure you were going to win the football game. You know, I saw some tape last night from the ball game, and there was another play that I was very impressed with, and it was Dylan Hare acting as if he were going to take the option and move to the near side of the field to his left on the play. Then he stopped Adam Hall all by himself, and it's a touchdown pass of 63 yards.
One thing I think they did, if I think they're probably going to watch film this morning, they sold out on our run game. They were going to try to stop our run game. We were running the ball very successfully during the game, so their safeties kept creeping up. Coach Briggs has a great vision of that up in the press box, and it was just a simple old tight end dump, really. We used to call it T-dump when you're under center, but this one it's a little schematic play, and the safety took his eyes off his alignment assignment and went to the back, Adam just slipped right past him. And again, Dylan put it right on money. Dylan's, you know, when people are there, he's going to pretty put it on the money. And nice little touchdown pass there also.
A couple of individual numbers. First of all, big night for Nick Closser. A couple of touchdown passes and 170 yards in receptions. And how about your quarterback, Dylan Hare? I think he had 7 touchdowns last night, over 500 yards of total offense.
Dylan's Dylan. You know, he's just extraordinary to watch. I think what his best attribute has been since that Mexico game last year, and there was some things said and done after that Mexico game. He's had a chip on his shoulder, and I think this was a game he wanted to really come out and not only do it for that game and get that game out memory out of his mind, but he wants to win for his team. My gosh, he's an ultimate teammate. He really is. Last week he ran scout team. He was running their wing tee probably better than their quarterback could run their wing tee. But he is non-vocal. Very much a leader by example. And last night, man, there were times that, wow, you just sit there and you're like, how does he do what he does? But his teammates really help him also, and he is such a great teammate, and I think that's what makes it fun for everybody, because everybody feels like they have a part in it. But he's just got a natural God-given talent that nobody coaches, that he's just sees in his mind, and you let him go.
This is your fifth year back at Blair Oaks with the win last night. Personally for you, it was a milestone, 50 wins over this 4 years in a game for you back at Blair Oaks. Congratulations.
Well, that's congratulations to the staff, to the community, to the players. And, you know, there's a lot of support out here. Everybody's pulling the rope the same direction. Our coaches do a phenomenal job. One guy just has to have their name on a title. I've never believed in any of that stuff. That's not something that gets me all stoked up, because I like football because it's a team game and everybody works together. Our coaches are all in here this morning working their tails off. Players will come in and do it. I've played every sport there is, but football is just so much fun to me, because it's the opportunity to work with other people for one common goal, and everybody, when they're pulling the ropes the same way, it sure is fun. So I appreciate the call out on it, but that's not even on my radar. My radar is pretty much stuck now on Luther North.
You know, I mentioned it because I knew you weren't going to mention it. How's that?
Well, I appreciate the call out, but it's not even worthy of a call out. It's a bunch of players and a bunch of coaches that do a great job every day. That's how about Blair Oaks' 50th win in the past 5 years. That's probably more important than anything else.
All right, home opener on Friday night. You will host St. Louis Luther North at the Falcon Athletic Complex. They beat Class 6 Hazelwood Central last night, 27-6.
You had to say that, didn't you?
You were aware of that, I know.
We went from the frying pan to the fire, didn't we? Somebody didn't schedule very good. Now, we scheduled this for a reason. We knew that Maryville was going to have a really good football team this year. They're going to be a power in Class 3. I really think they got some special pieces. Luther North is a class program from the east side of state, so we're going from the west side to the east side. You don't have to look very far. When you see Hazelwood Central getting beat by Luther North, you take a deep breath and you turn on the tape and you go alignment assignment, stance and start. It's where it all starts. And they're high school players just like we are. They're going to be extraordinarily good. They're extraordinarily well coached and they're very talented. The talent that you're going to see on Friday night is going to be extraordinary. These guys, a lot of these guys will be playing on Saturday. And that means they're going to be playing college football. I'm really excited for the opportunity to have them come to the Falcon Athletic Complex. I'm looking forward to the next 7 days putting in the work, though, because we're going to put in a lot of work. Our players are, if they're going to give the effort, like I told them last night, if they give the effort they gave last night, I don't care about sleep. I don't care about anything. When football season's over, it's over. But up until that point in time, I'll work my tail off to help them to try to put them in positions to have success.
A couple of quick things with regards to the game last night between Luther North and Hazelwood Central. First of all, Luther North holds Hazelwood Central to 29 yards rushing in the ball game. On offense for the Crusaders last night, Dakari Hollis, the sophomore, got his first varsity start. He rushed for 2 touchdowns, threw for a third, had 132 yards in the air, another 91 on the ground.
Just as we say, they're going to be very, very well skilled. They're going to be well coached. I really have not looked at them very closely yet because I want to fix what we have to fix. You got to start with yourself. You can't start with yourself, then you can't move forward. But what I've known and what I watched of Luther North last year, they've got a big offensive line that's very physical. And when I say big, there's a couple 300-plus pounders in there. Get on you, lean on you. Their quarterback is Dillon-esque in a way that he'll drop back and he looks to throw the ball. I mean, he really does. He's a true quarterback. But if it breaks down, he can make so much happen with his feet. And there's so many running lanes because they got 4 and 5 receivers out on every play. So you have to really make sure you're covering well, that they really can make you pay if you're playing man coverage and that quarterback takes off running.
Ought to be a heck of a game at the Falcon Athletic Complex. Coach, congratulations on the win last night. Good luck on Friday night. We'll talk to you on Saturday.
Thanks a lot, Kevin. Appreciate it.
Blair Oaks Falcons head football coach Ted LePage again at the Falcon Athletic Complex. It will be Blair Oaks taking on Luther North next Friday night, week 2 of the high school football season. Back with more after the break. It's the Hy-Vee Coaches Show on KWOS.
August 26th through the 28th, the following deals and more are going on at your Jefferson City Hy-Vee store. It's a Hy-Vee Fuel Saver Sale. For every $60 spent, earn 30 cents off a gallon of gas. And stock up on these 99-cent sale specials. 7-Up 2-liter, special recipe bratwurst links and patties, avocados, honey crisp apples by the pound, Hy-Vee Midwest Pork Boneless Top Loin Chops, Hy-Vee Potato Chips, Pasta Sauce, and more. More deals and digital coupons on the Hy-Vee mobile app or at Hy-Vee.com/deals.
This is former Tigers head football coach Gary Pinkel, so you should probably listen to what he has to say about Steve's Pest Control.
We had a lot of winning moments as a team and as a community in the time I spent there, so I recognize what it takes to succeed. That's why my family and I use Steve's Pest Control. He started with one truck, and now he has an entire fleet of them, taking care of homes and businesses all over mid-Missouri and the Lake of the Ozarks. I have a home in Columbia, and with Steve's Pest Control 5-star service plan, I never have to worry about damage from termites, mice, ants, or any other type of pest. Steve and his team are professional, courteous, and it's nice to know that they're protecting my property even if I'm not there. And if we ever do have a pest problem pop up, with a 5-star service plan, Steve's will come back out and retreat for free. Sign up for Steve's 5-star service plan today. Visit stevespestcontrol.com.
I'm Steve from Steve's Pest Control. We're going to solve your pest problem. I guarantee it.
Now you got a friend in the pest control business, Steve's Pest Control.
You've dreamed of this day for years. The day you get your new patio with brick pavers and that awesome stone walkway leading to your new fire pit. You've watched all the how-to-do-it-yourself videos, have all the materials, and the outcome?
Honey, this just doesn't even look anything like the picture you showed me. It really doesn't even look safe. Oh, wow.
Do-it-yourself videos show you how to do the job, but they don't say you can do the job. Call Westco, your complete grounds maintenance company. Westco installs everything: retaining walls, patio and walk pavers, outdoor kitchens. They even will help design your perfect outdoor living area. Call Westco today at 864-WEST. That's 864-9378, and have it done right. And if you still want to watch, I'm sure they'll let you pull up a lawn chair.
Whatever the season, there's always a reason to call Westco, your complete grounds maintenance company.
Find your story at Downtown Book and Toy on High Street in Jefferson City, with hundreds of different stories on every shelf. Right now, get the Missouri River Regional Capital Read, This Place of Promise by Gary R. Kramer, a historian's perspective on 200 years of Missouri history. It's also back to school time, so stop in soon. Whatever you're into, Downtown Book and Toy can help you find it with a staff that knows their stuff. Shop local and find your story at Downtown Book and Toy on High Street, Jefferson City. Follow them on Facebook.
The KWOS Coaches Show.
Welcome back to the Coaches Show. Let's take a look at some final scores last night. First of all, for the teams involved in the Central Missouri Activities Conference, Capital City at home last night at Atkins Stadium defeated Warrensburg 24-14. Jefferson City down at school, the Osage, beat the Indians last night 41-19. Hannibal against the Helias Crusaders in Hannibal, and the Crusaders win that one by 10, 31-21. Columbia Battle at home took on Park Hill. Park Hill scoring 68 points to beat the Spartans, 68-38, your final score. Columbia Hickman at home last night, but it was North Kansas City by 28, 28-0, the final there. Columbia Hickman will host Helias in week two of the high school football season. By the way, Columbia Battle will be at home in week two as they will host the Capital City Cavaliers in conference play. Park Hill South winning last night as they hosted Columbia Rockbridge, 34-17 is the final score. And Sedalia Smith Cotton won better than Moberly last night. The final was 22-21. We are joined now by Helias Crusaders head football coach Chris Hinches. A victory last night in Hannibal against the Pirates. Congratulations.
Thanks, Kevin.
Well, I bet that was a heck of a ball game, wasn't it?
It was. It was a really good high school football game. Two good teams going at it, and really proud of the way the boys played. And it was great to get out there with a win last night.
Yeah, you know, we've talked about this a couple of times last week, in particular on the coaches show, that this is a great series between these two football teams. Last night was the 17th time that you've played in recent memory, and now you have 9 wins and they have 8.
Yeah. I always say that the mark of a good rivalry is, a balanced record. It certainly has been back and forth. And it was really nice getting out of there with a win last night. I thought the guys played really well, and, coaches did a wonderful job. We had a great game plan, and we were able to bottle up their superstar, and, he didn't hurt us to the degree that we thought he possibly could, and we did a great job of ball control, and those were the keys to victory.
And you got a lot of contributions from a lot of players last night, didn't you?
Well, yeah, we did. A lot of young kids got in, and we were able to be really balanced and get the ball spread around in the passing game, and just really control the football game in the second half. I think in the third quarter they only had 3 plays in the third quarter. We were able to run the ball the way we wanted to, and mix in a few play action passes, and that was really critical for our ability to win. And I thought, when it all came down to it, I thought our kids were in a little bit better shape. It was kind of a hot, humid night, and we were able to grind it out, and I thought we had a little more stamina throughout the fourth quarter.
You score first in the football game, which is always important in the opening game, especially when you're on the road.
Yeah, we had some mistakes early, but it's going to happen, with an inexperienced team, going on the road. But we just kept grinding, kept fighting, and
just finding a way, you know, and our sidelines were really positive all night. You know, coaches kept the kids focused on what they needed to get done. And, you know, the momentum swing was back and forth. And, you know, a big turning point in that game, I think, you know, they scored to tie it up. And then we responded with a great kickoff return by Alex Marbury and great blocking by the kickoff return team. And he was able to, we thought he might have scored, but Anise Williams ran him down from behind and got it down on the 1 yard line. We were able to score on the next play and grab that momentum right back.
As you mentioned, you went back and forth in the first half. You'd score, then they got back to even. You score, they got back to even. That was a huge kickoff return. He found a seam, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he did. Things opened up really nice, and it was just a middle return. And, you know, our guys, you know, in the front and second line, they were able to get to block, sustain them. And, you know, Alex showed the talent that he had and, you know, really had a nice kickoff return for us.
You know, again, it's 14-all. When you get the kickoff return late in the second quarter, it enables you to get the touchdown and the lead at 21-14 at the half, and you take the momentum into the locker room at the half.
Yeah, we take the momentum into the locker room, and like I said, we really controlled the third quarter. They only had three offensive plays in the third quarter. We had two really long drives. We were able to get one more score and go up by two, and, you know, we really, really had an opportunity, I think, you know, in a couple of really key situations to kind of put that game away, and we just weren't able to do it. You know, and they scored again to pull it within a one-score game, and even that last drive in the fourth quarter was really a thing of beauty. We were able to move the ball, you know, through the course of the field and get down in field goal range, and our freshman kicker, and I can't say enough about him last night, Nick Calvaruso. You know, the last name is familiar to all Elias fans, the younger brother of Vito and Vinny. And he won our PAT field goal position. We had a good competition throughout the fall camp. And, you know, he was 4-for-4 on his PATs last night, which is great for a freshman and really put the game away and made it a two-score game, you know, with a minute or so left in the game to kick a 37-yard field goal. So he had a great night. Special teams overall had a great night, and I thought we – you know, they were a difference. You know, our special teams were a difference in that football game.
And you take a look at the numbers from last night. Your defense had a great second half, didn't it?
Yeah, they did. And I really thought they played well all night long. I thought we tackled good. And, you know, anytime you're facing, you know, arguably one of the best running backs in the country, I think he's rated 2 in the junior class as far as running backs in the country. He's got offers from every Power 5 school and, you know, throughout the land, and for us to bottle him up really until his last run, I think we had held him to 40 yards rushing. We did a really good job. Coach Pitts had a great game plan. We really keyed on him. We knew where he was. You know, the other running back, number 33, hurt us a little bit, but, you know, for the most part, Anise Williams, we had controlled him, you know, throughout most of the ballgame, and he still had some spectacular plays. I mean, he had one catch where we had him double covered. He went up over two guys and pulled down, and we did everything we possibly could, but, you know, he won the fight for the ball. And anytime you have, an athlete of that caliber, that's going to happen sometimes. But, you know, we had a great team win.
You know, and you make an important point there just a second ago, and that's the fact that you held Anise Williams down and you also held everybody else in check. Sometimes what happens is you spend so much time focusing on someone like Anise Williams and someone else in the lineup really hurts you, and you guys made sure that didn't happen last night.
Yeah, we did. We did. And, I thought we had a great game plan to put some extra eyes on him without sacrificing the overall, you know, scheme and structure of our defense. And, you know, the boys played really well. And, you know, and you heard me say that I thought the strength of our team was going to be our offensive and defensive line. You know, we had the most experience coming back there. And, you know, they kind of proved that last night. You know, we had a hard time running in between the A-gaps because their nose guard was 325 pounds. And we had a hard time moving him. But when we were able to get some just off tackle, just on the perimeter, control the ball offensively and really control their run game too with the way our guys played in the front seven.
You know, last night you had a 100-yard plus rusher, and it wasn't Anise Williams, was it?
No, it wasn't. It was Corbin Fisher, and he did a great job last night. I think he finished with 102 yards rushing, and, you know, he's a two-way player for us. He did a great job on defense, and, you know, I kept thinking he's out there stretching his calf, and I was, you know, we were trying to ward off those cramps, and he just kept going and going. You know, we have some other backs, and you know, Brady Rush got a few carries last night to spell Corbin, but Corbin was running well. You know, he's a senior. He's probably our most experienced back, and in a close ball game like that, we just kept feeding the ball to him, and he kept delivering with some good hard runs late in the game. And, you know, Drew Miller did a good job in the run game. We didn't want to run our quarterback a bunch, but we had to run him some. And I thought when Drew had the opportunity to get some hard yards in the run game, he was there. The play-action pass was really big for us last night. You know, the zone stretch was a good addition to our offensive game plan, and then the play-action that came off of that, and that's where most of our big pass plays came.
You know, and throwing the football last night, Drew Miller touching 275.
Yeah, he had a good first night. He had a good first night throwing the football, and like you know, we said in kind of the opening, he spread it around. We had a lot of receivers catch a football. Matthew Malmstrom had some very, very big catches. Trey Beckson at the tight end position. Henry Nelson, nice wonder, had some good catches. Dalton Shulin had a great touchdown catch. Lucas Bloomer had some great catches. Miles Gresham had a great little tunnel screen for a touchdown. So we spread it out. We were able to run some screens, run some play action pass, a few, you know, quick games, drop back passes. So I thought we were effective in a lot of phases offensively.
You head up Highway 63 next Friday night to open up conference play against Columbia Hickman. You've had success against the QPs lately, haven't you?
Yeah, we have. I know they had a tough loss last night. You know, we're going to meet the boys here this morning at 10 o'clock and go over the last night's game film and kind of put that to rest and look at their injuries and get a little conditioning, get a little bit lifting here this morning, and the coaches will turn their focus towards Hickman. And, you know, they're always a very athletic team. You know, Cedric has done a good job with their program up there. And, we're looking forward to going up to Columbia next Friday night and playing a good ball club.
Yeah, QP's lost last night 28-0 to North Kansas City. You take a look at this squad, a number of starters back on defense for Columbia Hickman. And this is a football team that gets after it.
Yeah, they do. They always play physical. They always play hard. You know, good defense and, you know, great athletes in the skilled positions. And, you know, I think they have a little more experience in their offensive and defensive line. So, you know, it's always a test when you play Hickman. And, you know, we'll make sure that we are prepared and ready, as we always try to be for every football game.
You know, took a look at the number last night. Was surprised that it was a shutout because they have some running backs. One's physical, the other one has speed, and their quarterback is back in Carter Holiday.
Yeah, so they have some experience in some key places too. So, you know, the opening game is always kind of a funny game. You know, you just never know. And you know, looking across the state school board last night, there were some surprise scores, and they always say football teams will make big strides between week one and week two. So, you know, I'm sure the Hickman coaching staff will make some adjustments and get that offense going, because they really have some talent on that side of the ball.
Last night you win by 10, 31-21. What'd you take away? What's the number one thing you took away from the game last night?
Well, you know, I told the guys after the game, I said I'm so proud of them, you know, the way they fought, you know, the way that they maintained their composure, and, you know, on the road. It was an absolutely packed house last night. They were standing around the track. There was not an empty seat to be had anywhere. Hannibal fans came out in great numbers. You know, they were a state finalist team last year. They have one of the best players in the state, if not the country. And for us to go into that environment, a really, really strong rival for us, and for us to go up there and to maintain our poise and to battle the way we battled and to come out with a 10-point win, just super, super proud of the team's grit, you know. And we talked about how that hard work pays off. You know, this is a hardworking group, and they certainly, you know, earned that victory last night with all the hard work they did throughout the summer and fall camp.
Coach, congratulations on the win last night. Good luck on Friday night in Columbia against Columbia Hickman, and we'll talk to you Saturday morning.
Appreciate it, Kevin.
All right, Hawaii's Crusaders head football coach Chris Inches again last night in Hannibal, a win over the Pirates, 31-21. A win last night for Jefferson City down at the lake as they beat School of the Osage by a score of 41-19. When we come back, we'll be joined by Jays head football coach Damon Wells. It's the Hy-Vee Coaches Show on KWOS.
Zimmer News Network, committed to serving our local communities by providing local, accurate, reliable news you can count on as it happens. Get the latest news, weather, and traffic from our trusted news team of Brian Houseworth, Don Luzader, and John Marsh. Keeping our commitment to serving you with information you want, news you need. We are the Zimmer News Network on 104.5 News Radio 950, KWOS.
Song. We're always with you. We make sure you're not alone. We sing to you and travel with you everywhere you go. You can see us, you can hear us every day. From the Ozarks to the mighty rivers all across this land, we're here with you, helping strong. We're your Missouri broadcasters. We live this land with you, bringing you freedom, singing you friendship, building this land.
Jefferson City Jays head football coach Damon Wells joins us now on the Coach's Show. Last night down at the lake, it was Jefferson City over School of the Osage by a score of 41-19. Coach, congratulations on the win.
Thanks so much. It was great to get off to a good start.
Took a look at a little tape last night. Big crowd down there for the football game.
Yeah, it was a pretty neat environment. They had quite the setup. They were wonderful hosts. It was a pleasure to be there. It was a fun high school football environment.
First score, the quarterback, Jacob Wilson, on a 4th-and-1. Looked like he was going to be stopped short, not from the first down, but a short gain on the play, then all of a sudden he breaks free for a 36-yard touchdown.
Yeah, our kids take great pride in our identity and running the football. And Jacob played quite a bit in the backfield for us last year, so he definitely brings that skill set to the table. And he's absolutely one of our hardest workers in the weight room. And, you know, I think when you combine all those things together, it was able to give us a pretty big moment in a 0-0 game.
Coach, when you take a look at that play, I think it's a great example to tell other players or kids that are coming up in the football program to never stop, because it looked like he was stood up and was not going to get much of a gain on the play, and he kept the legs churning, and then it opened up for him.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. That we hope that we're building a program based on hard work and never giving up and that type of desire. So, but there were a lot of people that did a lot of right things to make that happen as well.
Osage came back to score. I think it was 7-6, and then Zane Wings gets a touchdown run of 5 yards for you, and you lead 14-6 at the half. What'd you think of the first half of the football game?
We could be better. We could definitely be better, but I will say that Coach Jolly did a heck of a job getting his kids prepared, that those kids played physical, that they played tough. It was great now to be in a close game and to feel like it was contested and to feel like we had to work for it. So we're happy we had that experience.
Well, you took control in the second half, didn't you?
We had a pretty good second half. But part of what we've preached to our kids is, we have to be us, and we have to be a little more consistent and a little more steady. Our highs are high and our lows are low, and we tend to get distracted still. Even though we have 94 kids in the program right now, we still only have about 12 seniors. So we're still young. Those are the types of things that we have to learn to be a good football team.
You know, as we mentioned, you were down at the lake last night to take on School of the Osage. First ever meeting on the football field between Jefferson City and School of the Osage. So that was kind of exciting, wasn't it?
It was, but again, I've been here for 18 months, so everybody's a first time for me.
You took control in the second half of the football game last night, and you got some field position to start the third quarter, didn't you?
We did. I tell you, our kicking game was instrumental last night. JoJo Custer is a young man that, man, you don't have enough platitudes to throw his way.
and he did a tremendous job. Our coverage units were pretty good. But then, like you said, defensively, it felt like we finally started to get going a little bit. We probably weren't as physical as we could have been. We maybe didn't tackle quite as well as we could have. But that's why we play. That's why we coach. That's why we film everything. We look forward to the opportunity to get better.
Well, you mentioned it earlier, and special teams is such a huge part of the football game. And, you know, you go back 15, 20 years ago, and people would always talk about the offense and the defense, but special teams, it can make or break you, can't it?
Absolutely it can. And, again, I think with JoJo, he brings a pretty unique component that is pretty valuable, pretty special. And we were pretty good in special teams last night, but we did have an extra point block. We'll have to get that cleaned up.
Ethan Garnett, a couple of touchdown runs for you last night.
Yeah, what a tough kid. That was his first start in the backfield. But obviously, you know, anytime something like that happens, there are a lot of people doing a lot of right things. So Ethan got to reap the rewards, but Ethan's a young man that you can hang your hat on, that never have to worry about him being present, working hard.
He's going to run tough, isn't he?
He is. He's a physical kid. He's, you know, if there's an old school fullback like some of us old timers might remember, that's Ethan for you.
We talked about Zane Wings and his touchdown run in the first half. He comes back, gets another one in the second half for you, I think about 46 yards.
Yeah, he was pretty excited. That was a new little wrinkle that we've added with our work in the offseason, and it proved to be pretty beneficial.
I want to talk about Rodney Wilson. He had one carry last night, I think, and it goes for a 70-yard touchdown run. You know, Coach, it's great to be sitting there on a Saturday morning looking at the stats saying, I'm averaging 70 yards a carry.
That's right. So you might wonder why we don't give him the ball a little bit more. Rodney was dealing with a little hip last night, so we look forward to getting him back on the road to full recovery. He'll be fine. But, again, a pretty talented young man. He's, based upon the track and based upon the stopwatch, he's the fastest kid in the program. Runs just a little bit over a 4.440. So he's quite the weapon if we can get him going.
You know, taking a look at the game overall, you got contributions from a number of different players last night, didn't you?
We absolutely did. And, you know, that's what we're designed to be. David Bethune is a game changer. And, you know, I think when you have a young man like that, that I was not afraid to get on the back of David Bethune and ride him.
Mm-hmm.
This year we probably have to be a little more diffused in our approach. We feel like we have three pretty good wideouts. Our quarterback can spin it a little bit. So, but ultimately we have to continue to get better.
Taking a look at your offensive line, defensive line last night, give me a report card. How'd they do?
They were okay. I'd give them a C, that we can absolutely be better. You know, as the old adage goes, the greatest improvement comes between week one and week two. So we look forward to the opportunity to work with the boys and see how good we can be.
It'll be a home opener at Atkins Stadium on Friday night. We have the broadcast right here on KWOS. It all starts at our 6:30 time slot and our pregame interview with you, Coach Damon Wells, and you'll take on the Hannibal Pirates, 13-1 a year ago. Good football team.
Heck yeah. You know, it gets pretty difficult now. This is, if I do the math, I believe this would be my 13th game in Missouri and the third time that we've played Hannibal. So
right.
You got to figure out something pretty soon.
You know, this is a football team that went undefeated until the state title game. They lost to Smithville in Class 4 last year, but had a great year. I think this is a ball club that averaged about 46 points a game. Lost last night at home against the Helias Crusaders 31-21. It's an important game earlier in the season, though, for you, because this is a team that's also in your district.
Yeah, I don't think that you advance to state championship games accidentally. That you know, you have to have your program in a pretty good spot, some pretty good talent. So we absolutely know that we're going to have our hands full, and we have a heck of a lot of work to do.
You know, a lot of people look at this Hannibal Pirate football team, and everybody looks at the numbers. Aeneas Williams is a special player, isn't he?
Absolutely, yeah. The talent is oftentimes a pretty difficult thing to stop, but, you know, we'll have 11 young men out there, and we'll try to scheme them up and see if we can find a way to slow them down and try to find a way to be successful.
Williams last year had over 1,000 yards rushing and 20 TDs on the ground, caught nearly 1,300 yards of passes and 24 TDs from Courtland Watson last year for the Hannibal Pirate football team. So he's going to be somebody you're going to have to key on. But again, it's a situation kind of like what Helias had last night. You don't want to spend so much time and effort in trying to stop Aeneas Williams and have somebody else be the difference in the football game.
Yeah, points are points. It doesn't matter who they come from. So we're going to have to be sound in all phases and try to execute and see what we can do to try to be successful.
All right, the win last night against School of the Osage, what's the number one thing that you took away from the game last night?
I'm proud of our boys. That I told them that I would much rather win ugly than lose close. I was proud of their fight, and I was proud of the idea that we perhaps didn't play our best and we're still able to come away with the win. But we have a lot of work to do. We absolutely have a lot of work to do.
Coach, congratulations on the win, and we'll see you Friday night.
Thanks so much.
All right, Jefferson City Jays head football coach Damon Wells again last night. 41-19, the win for Jefferson City over School of the Osage. It's the home opener on Friday night at Atkins Stadium as they will meet the Hannibal Pirates. The Capital City Cavaliers by 10 over Warrensburg last night. 24-14 was the final score. We will be joined by Cavaliers head football coach Joe Collier after the break. It's the Hy-Vee Coaches Show on KWOS.
Your Jefferson City Hy-Vee is proud to support local high school teams and athletes. And no matter the season, you can count on Hy-Vee to save you money with daily deals Monday through Thursday and weekend deals too. And don't miss the Mega Ad, a month-long coupon book with 80 pages of coupons, fuel saver perks, and great deals on meat too. There's also Hy-Vee Food Bank Fridays, supporting local food banks with monetary and food donations. Good luck to all the local teams this season from your Jefferson City Hy-Vee.
Capital City Cavaliers head football coach Joe Collier joins us now on the Coach's Show last night at Atkins Stadium. The Capital City Cavaliers over the Warrensburg Tigers 24-14. Congratulations on the win, Coach.
All right, thank you very much.
Boy, heck of a football game last night, wasn't it?
It got pretty exciting there.
You know, four offensive possessions in the first half, and he had two turnovers in the ball game. But in the second half, and in particular, at the end of the second quarter, and then your first two possessions in the third quarter, three straight touchdowns for your ball club.
Yeah, when, you know, once we got going, you know, we were able to run the offense like we can potentially. So it was really good to see once we settled in. You know, you start to see the potential in our guys.
Warrensburg had the opening kickoff. It doesn't start much better for you as far as the football game is concerned. Capital City Cavaliers, third down for Warrensburg, and you get a pick six.
Yeah, that was a benefit to us. I thought that, you know, we can now breathe a little bit. You know, you coming out first game of season, you never know what. So to be able to get that going for us, that was really helpful to settle our kids down and get some belief in us.
You know, 10:57 left to go in the opening quarter, and they've got the third down situation, and your linebacker, sophomore Matthew Wagan, with the pick and return of 23 yards. He kind of dropped off in coverage into that zone. I don't think the quarterback saw him until it was too late.
Yeah, and I don't think we can ever drop that good before, but he decided to drop for us and match, and he had good recognition all night, but I'm proud of that kid. He works really hard, so that was a nice treat for his work.
A touchdown with a second left to go in the opening quarter, and then they get the ball back in the middle part of the second quarter and score on a 12-play drive. And so midway through the second quarter, Warrensburg had jumped out to an 8-point lead at 14-6. You take the ball late in the second quarter, starting a drive from your own 22-yard line, six plays, and you get on the board to get to within two at 14-12, the touchdown coming with 45 seconds left to go in the first half on a 1-yard touchdown run by Hurley Jacobs. And that was huge, wasn't it?
Yes, sir. We, you know, we knew we was getting the ball back at half, so it was definitely good to get that core and then possibly be able to get something going in the third quarter. So, you know, again, I thought at that point we stopped making so many mistakes that we put ourselves in a deficit, and then we got going at that point at the end of the second quarter. You know, by the end of the second quarter. And we were able to get something going, and then come back in the, third quarter, something to build off of.
You know, as I mentioned, he scores on a one-yard touchdown run, and it looked like he was going to score on a 71-yard touchdown run, and there was a penalty flag as he went into the end zone.
Yeah, Cam Harrison got a little excited there. He wanted to get a block for him to make sure the big fella got in there, and then, you know, didn't quite get in front of the guy. You know, that's a lesson learned. Just let it happen. So it was a good life lesson for Cam, because he really wanted for the big fella, and he was kind of sad about that. But we got it in eventually.
Let's spend a moment and talk about momentum, because you got the momentum with that 1 yard touchdown run. You took it into the locker room at the half, and that was important, wasn't it?
Yeah. So, you know, at half, we just had a conversation with the boys, just letting them know that we're just going to build off that. We're going to correct things. We're not going to feel bad about it. So it was a good way to come in half with a conversation of, you know, something positive happened. Let's build on that.
You take the second half kickoff from your own 31-yard line, and you march down the field in seven plays. Midway through the third quarter, you score to get the lead back, and you never give it back from that point on. 18-14 is the score after the touchdown. And it's Jalen Thomas from 16 yards out going off the left side. And, I mean, he had a burst of speed at the line of scrimmage.
I didn't even see him coming. I knew the play. So, Coach Walker told him, hey, hit that hole like you never hit it before. And he did. So it's a good thing just having a mentor like Coach Walker for that kid. And, you know, he performed well for him. So I'm happy for the both of them.
And then your seventh offensive possession, again, touchdowns on back-to-back-to-back possessions starting from late in the second quarter, and then two touchdowns for you in the third quarter. The one that gets you the 10-point lead, a perfectly thrown pass on a great route run. First of all, great throw by Hayden Carroll, your quarterback, and a great pattern and catch by Cameron Harrison, your wide receiver, and it goes for 58 yards.
Yeah, definitely. You know, those two, we've been waiting for them to connect. And so, last night to see that finally happen was good. And, hopefully those guys can build from that. I think there's more to come from that. But, you know, we will see. They still need to keep working on that. We found some things that, you know, they can do better. So it was a good performance from both of them last night. And that was a good job for them. And I'm glad to see the fruits of their labor from that, you know, that play.
Hayden Carroll had two completions in the football game, and both of them were huge. The screen pass to Joe Schaefer in the third quarter, and then, as we mentioned, that 58-yard strike to Cameron Harrison.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Carroll came in and just added some comfort, you know, to him. I told him, you know, I'm comfortable with you back there. He makes the right decision. It's, you know, his veteranship back there is really something to be proud of, and you know, he's been working on it. I'm glad to see him perform like he did last night, and just take the keys to the car and just drive it. Behind him, we did a pretty good job. I was proud of his leadership in running the offense.
How about the night that you received from Hurley Jacobs, who had 196 yards rushing in the football game? He ran so strong between the tackles last night for you.
Yes, sir. He did. He did. As he got going, I was, you know, what was really exciting to see is as he got going, he got stronger as the game went on. He told me he was going to give me 200 yards. I need the other three or four. But he did a great job last night. You know, he didn't say a word. He just kept working and gave me a wink every once in a while. But, yeah, he did. I was proud of him also.
We had you close to 370 yards of total offense in the ballgame. That's a pretty good effort, isn't it?
Yes, sir. And, you know, and I don't know how many more I would have had if I didn't have so many dogs on penalties. For as good as my offensive line played, you know, kudos to those guys. I just, you know, you don't get an offensive line like those guys. They undersized, but they make up for it in heart and grit. But, you know, we gotta make sure we get lined up so we don't shoot ourselves in the foot so much.
I thought your defense played very well last night, especially in the second half when you get a couple of fumble recoveries on drives where the Tigers were in Cavalier territory. I think Elijah Jarre with one fumble recovery, Jalen White with the other one for you.
Yes, sir. Those are two guys that plays both ways for us. And, you know, to see them keep trucking and keep battling and get that, you know, get those, the fruits of their labor was pretty good to see, man. I was excited to see some positive things happen for us. And the defensive style, those guys have been stout for us. And, you know, I say it's jamboree. It's not a large body of work, but they've been pretty consistent with their effort and enthusiasm about playing defense.
Quickly, week two finds you in Columbia. You will take on Columbia Battle. Justin Goolsbee's their quarterback, had 2,300 yards passing last year. This is a team that can put a lot of points on the board.
Yes, sir. They can, and, you know, that guy's going to throw it. He's going to throw it up, and they got pretty good receivers for him to throw it to, athletes across the board. So we're going to have to be pretty sound in our secondary, make sure we don't let that guy get out of the pocket and make things happen, too. This year, I think he's gotten really – he's, you know, as his game improved, was his intermediate routes has gotten better. So we just got to be really sound across the board, secondary-wise.
Coach, congratulations on the win last night. Good luck on Friday night in Columbia against the Battle Spartans.
All right, thank you. Y'all have a blessing.
Capital City Cavaliers head football coach Joe Collier. Again, they will be in Columbia to take on the Battle Spartans. Last night, the Spartans lost to Park Hill by 30. The final score was 68-38. They've got seven starters back on offense that averaged 380 yards of total offense last year. And again, as we mentioned, Justin Goolsbee, their quarterback, 6'3", 205 pounds, threw for 2,300 yards last year for Columbia Battle. Week two of the high school football season will find Helias at Columbia Hickman. The Blair Oaks Falcons will be at home to host St. Louis Lutheran North, and it will be a home game as well for the Jefferson City Jays as they will take on the Hannibal Pirates. We'll have the broadcast for you right here on KWOS. It all starts with our pregame show at 6:30, the play-by-play at 7 o'clock. Again, Blair Oaks over Maryville last night, 54-42. Capital City over Warrensburg, 24-14. The Jays beat School of the Osage, 41-19. Helias over Hannibal, 31-21. We'll see you next week on The Coach's Show.